Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today, we are starting with part one of a two-part series, where we will be discussing Keymark's cloud capture service. We have Zach Kantz in the Orange Chair, who will be outlining an overview of what cloud capture is and some use cases for this type of BPO service. And don't forget to join us next time for our follow-up discussion, where we dive a little deeper. But right now, let's sit back, relax, and get on into this podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today in the Orange Chair, we have Zach Kantz with us. So, Zach, tell us, who are you and what do you do for Keymark?
Sure. Again, my name is Zach Kantz. I'm an account executive, so I do direct selling for Keymark in the commercial industry and insurance as well. I started my role at Keymark about 8 years ago as a solutions architect, and my role as a solutions architect was to assist the sales account executives in understanding our client and customer project scope, developing custom demonstrations, and ultimately liaisoning between the sales team and the professional services team should a client decide to move forward with a project at Keymark. And I focused on all the various automation tools that we have within our tool set to automate processes at our client sites. And again, at the beginning of this year, I did move up to a sales account executive, but I still have that background of all the technology that we sell internally.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. What's a fun fact about yourself?
Sure. So I struggle to try to find the best one to talk about here, but I do have a kind of a unique fact about myself. I was born on New Year's in 1989, and I was actually the first child born in Greenwood, South Carolina, that year. Traditionally, the first child born in a new year in a county will get a large gift pack that includes diapers, milk, all kinds of things to help the new mother and father out with the child. But since I was originally from Lawrence County, they decided that being born out of county, I did not count as the first child born in 1989 in Greenwood. So someone out there is living somewhat of a lie, thinking that they were the first baby born in Greenwood in 1989. And here's hoping that they end up listening to this podcast and find out the truth.
Man, they got your gift.
Oh, yeah.
Well, great. Well, today we're going to talk about our cloud capture service. So this is sometimes referred to as BPO, which is a very broad term. So can you describe or define BPO in terms of our cloud capture service at Keymark?
Sure. So BPO, for those that don't know, is obviously an acronym. And that stands for Business Outsource Processing. So BPO really is a method of subcontracting or outsourcing various business-related operations to third-party vendors such as Keymark. In our case, that means clients can contract with us for processes such as digitizing a back file of paper records. So again, we're turning those into electronic images and potentially classifying those documents using software and lifting off data from those documents to help with indexing those. Other examples are clients can set up processes to send us already electronic files automatically, and they need our software and our staff to classify those into a particular document type and again lift information off of the documents to help with downstream processing or indexing. A final example is an ongoing service to process documents. So again, you're outsourcing your business process, and a very big one for us is invoice processing. So just a quick high-level view of that, a client can scan their invoices or set up processes where we receive their electronic invoices automatically. All of that receipt to Keymark is absolutely secure. We OCR, and OCR is an acronym that stands for Optical Character Recognition, the document. For the invoice data that is needed off of that document. And we also provide the labor should any of those documents and data need to be reviewed. And at the end of that process, we securely pass back the image and the data in a format that the client needs for downstream processing. So again, BPO at Keymark is the back file of paper files to digital imaging, processing digital images that may need some manual intervention, and then ongoing services to provide items such as invoice data capture.
Gotcha. Okay. So in what industries do you see this type of service being a benefit? Can you give us a specific example?
Yeah, so virtually any industry, if we keep in the tune of the AP, let's talk through that. Again, our biggest focus lately has been invoice processing, and that's simply because virtually every business out there has an AP or finance department, right? You sell a product, you have to buy goods from vendors, you're going to be paying invoices as part of your normal business. So we focused a lot in the invoice processing since that's a very quick need for our clients. And that solution is really as simple as just providing a very light scanning interface at either a client headquarters or individual locations if your AP department is separated, and then showing that staff basically how to just scan invoices from paper. That's really all the client has to do. I mentioned setting up processes to ingest electronic files, so we'll the IT department to set that up, and from there, it's just ongoing. We get those invoices again securely. We provide the software that reads the data off the invoices. If we need to look up information into your ERP, such as confirming a PO number or validating vendor information, we do that as well. We also provide the staff again to review any necessary pieces of data, and that is securely passed back to the client, the image and the data and the format that is needed. So think of this like a black box. Your team scans the paper, we set up mechanisms to ingest the already electronic files that you receive, and then within a matter of hours, you're receiving the images and the data and the format that you need to support your downstream processes. And again, all that is validated by our human staff as well.
So is this a one type fits all type of service? Can there be custom pieces to this? Say a client has something that's unique. For instance, is this just an invoice processing service, or can it be any type of paper-heavy process?
Great question. So the short answer to that is both. It is a one-type fits all service, but there can also be custom pieces. So a lot of the solutions that we have running in our cloud capture is a one-type-fits-all, like the invoice processing. So we take it a point when we develop solutions to develop those in mind as a repeatable solution. And just because it's repeatable doesn't mean we force you into a particular outcome or a box that may not fit your needs. We mean repeatable in the way that we can grab this invoice solution that we've set up time and time again and very quickly replicate that specifically for a new client and the security needs, the ERP, and the inputs they're going to give us, and then make those very quick tweaks to support making that solution their own solution. So an example of that is maybe there's a new ERP that we don't have working with our cloud capture solution at this point. We replicate a solution that we have, and then we update the output to support the automated ingestion into the ERP. The power of that is we can very quickly, in a matter of weeks, not months, weeks, set up a solution to do BPO for our clients by using these repeatable solutions. Of course, based on the requirements, we can also develop completely custom processes, which I've been a part of a lot of those lately as well, to work with cloud capture. It's really all just a matter of our clients' needs, and we go from there.
So what are the limitations for this type of service?
Sure. Really, the only limitations of the solutions are the limitations of that OCR, again, optical character recognition software in general. The limit I'm talking about here is the quality of the image and data that we need to get off of the document. There's a common saying in the OCR industry, garbage in is garbage out, which means if we're getting a document that is very hard for a human to read, like a fax of a fax or a fax, or the ink smudged, or there's a pen mark through the data, that's going to be very hard for OCR to grab that off automatically. And that's why we still have the human element inside of our cloud capture solution. So if the OCR software can't get it completely right, we still have that human element that can very quickly look at the image and key that information in. That's really only the limitation that we see in our solution. Again, just the quality of those documents, but we have those human validation operators, as they're called, in place to facilitate getting that data off if we do run into bad quality images.
Gotcha. And that OCR piece, that's towards the beginning of this process, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can you walk through how an organization could use cloud capture?
Sure. Let's just go back to the invoice example, just because we've been talking about it, and it's very easy for everyone to understand the invoice process. So our clients receive invoices traditionally by paper, mail, or they're received electronically. They're faxed. They're sent by an email attachment. They're on a portal that you need to go out and grab. So however you're getting your invoices, and again, think of this like documents. We're not saying this is only an invoice solution, but this is the example we're going through. So however you get those documents, we work with you to set up processes to ingest the electronic files automatically, and then we set up a very easy scanning interface for your staff to scan the invoices where they're received. So once that's in place, we're securely getting that content back to our headquarters where the OCR software is processing those documents automatically. It's lifting off the data that you need lifted off those invoices, and it's also doing lookups or callouts to your ERP or other third-party systems to validate information. So an example is we grab a PO number off of an invoice. We can do a lookup to make sure that is actually a valid PO for our client. Another example is getting the vendor information off of the invoice. We can read the vendor name, telephone number, address, and compare that against the vendor master to make sure that your master is updated and we have the correct information off of that invoice. Really, once you get us the content, everything is on us from that OCR process and, again, that human piece where we validate any of that data. After an invoice has gone through the process, and if it has to be validated, it is ready to be released, and that's where we securely release the image and the data in the format that you may need. So an example of that is we release the invoice images to a specific network location at the client site, named a certain way, and perhaps we have a data file like a CSV or an XML that we need to format a certain way so that the ERP can ingest that invoice information automatically.
Okay, great. So what makes this solution or this service better than owning and managing something internally for an organization, right? Like, so why would a company want to outsource this?
Yeah, sure. So in this day and time, the least amount of software applications that you need to have as an IT department is better. So the benefit here, the biggest benefit, is this solution is software as a service, which means there is no upfront cost to acquire the software or hardware. There is no managing the solution as an admin. There's no managing the hardware. There's no upgrades you ever have to worry about. You're subscribing to a software as a service. There's only a very minimal one-time setup cost on our end, and then there's a per document charge based on the volumes that are being pushed through. Again, another benefit that we've talked about through this podcast today is that we can stand up a cloud capture solution in a matter of weeks versus the potential for months for traditional premise-based installation based on the complexity of the solution. So it's a software as a service, meaning there is no large upfront cost, no management of the solution, and it's much quicker to get a solution working in a production capacity than a traditional premise install.
Okay, well, you know, as our time comes to a close today, do you have any final thoughts, anything that, you know, maybe I didn't mention or anything that you wanted to elaborate on?
You know, I would just say, you know, the theme of Keymark is we're curious. So if there's a solution or a problem that our clients have, come to us, talk to us. We'll let you know if it's a fit. I'd say, again, just do not hesitate to reach out to Keymark regarding those ideas you have. We do love to push that envelope, and one of the first things we're going to do is talk to you about the viability of our solutions for your problem. We certainly don't want to waste your time, but we are more than willing to push that envelope and see how our tools and our tool battles I mentioned at the beginning of this can help with your needs, and specifically cloud capture.
Great. Well, thank you, Zach, so much for being on the podcast today and talking through cloud capture with us.
Thank you as well.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The Orange Chair Podcast is brought to you by Keymark. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a rating, like, and subscribe to our podcast channels wherever you guys are listening to podcasts. And you can even follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by Greg Aiken, Leigh Tootin, and me, your host, Alex Frazier. Until next time, bye guys.